This episode is sponsored by ExtraHop. ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the Enterprise, not the Starship. On-prem security doesn't translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and that's not even counting IoT. ExtraHop automatically discovers everything inside the perimeter, including your cloud workloads and IoT devices, detects these threats up to 35% faster, and helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS today at extrahop.com/trial. I'm afraid I've come to you this morning with terrible news. I've been writing code again. It involves Lambda and Tailscale and is no doubt an atrocity committed against all of humanity. Before I go any further, let me explain the problem I'm attempting to solve in the worst possible, for my skill set, way imaginable. So what have I done? Communicating securely between various networks or cloud providers is a challenge. You've got to either wrangle a bunch of networking rules or else set up a VPN at great time and expense. Additionally, things like security groups are not one-to-one compatible between different providers. Tailscale is a next-generation VPN approach that wraps around WireGuard. It offers a useful management interface, uses far less power on mobile devices than options like OpenVPN do, and it claims to run on almost anything. What I've done is taken Tailscale at its word and built an AWS Lambda extension to provide a SOX 5 proxy inside of the Lambda runtime environment. In other words, this extension can be used with any existing Lambda function to provide communication across your Tailscale network without having to configure a bunch of network rules that frankly don't work very well across different provider boundaries. So far, I've used the extension to have Lambda functions talk to the Raspberry Pi in my video production studio slash guest room slash sewings closet slash screamatorium, my massively overpowered instance running in Oracle Cloud's, yes, it's actually free tier, my iPhone, my iPad, and resources living inside of my AWS VPCs without having to use a NAT instance or managed NAT gateway to allow those functions to also speak to external resources. So how does it work? Lambda extensions allow you to run tooling alongside your Lambda functions, but in typical AWS fashion, they aren't particularly well explained or documented. My thanks to Julian Wood for helping me decipher the mysteries of the offering. What I've done is tricked extensions into taking advantage of Tailscale's ephemeral keys, combined with its user space networking mode to reliably handshake with the rest of the Tailscale network. Once the tunnel is up, the Lambda begins its normal execution. This does add some small latency per invocation to each Lambda, so I'd not deploy it to functions that don't need it. Once it's up, you can expose localhost port 1055 as a proxy variable to your functions. Most languages will automatically use the SOX 5 proxy. Others are going to need specific libraries added to it to use it. You'll need to add your ephemeral key as a variable to your Lambda environment with a name of capital TS underscore capital KEY, or it won't work, but past all of that, batteries are included. Now, have I published a public extension that people can use so they don't have to build it themselves? No, because I was going to do it, and then I thought about it for a minute. I don't really want to get people in the habit of trusting random things I put out there that are incredibly important to their security posture, so I've put the code on GitHub, distilled the creation process down to a handful of make commands, and left the rest for you folks to build. You're going to need a configured AWS CLI on your node and Docker to build this thing. Past that, you should be set. Open a GitHub issue if you discover otherwise, and I'm thrilled to address it.
This episode is sponsored in part by LaunchDarkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? LaunchDarkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince.
Where can I find this thing? Well, it's on my GitHub account, github.com/quinnypig/tailscale-layer. I'd put it on code commit, except this is for once not a joke. And I should be clear on this. This is actually not a joke in the least. The code works and you can review it yourself. Some people are, of course, wondering what software license this thing uses, and I have to say that you people are just completely insufferable. You know that? It uses the MIT license. Please go away. If you don't understand why you'd use this, great, don't. You don't need to. This is far from a universal balm that cures all ills. It solved a specific problem that I have, poked yet another stick in the eye of AWS's managed NAT gateway 4.5 cents per gigabyte data processing fee, and gave me an excuse to inflict my crappy version of code on the world. So someone asked if Tailscale's a for-profit company. Am I being sponsored by them? No. Well, not yet I'm not. I've been using WireGuard, the VPN technology that Tailscale is based on, for a while, and I like it. Tailscale provides a much more polished user interface on top of WireGuard. I'm still in Tailscale's free tier offering and have yet to pay them a dime for this. I also very much like Tailscale's approach to solving the problem, and I've been using it extensively across all of my devices for a month now. As an example, I have a Raspberry Pi running Pi-hole, which is an ad-blocking DNS server that provides DNS to the entire network. That was a colossal pain to get set up before Tailscale was involved. So as far as what's next, now that I've whacked publish on this podcast, I'm waiting for the criticisms and pull requests to roll in. Sound off and tell me what I've gotten wrong.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.